On today's Kids Corner, kind, thoughtful, warm-hearted Scooter ends up giving his mom a piece of his mind.
I wish he had called the police.
You
then
don't
I probably
mean
wouldn't
that.
Have to go nurse these
oh,
crummy
don't even
plants
tell
every
me
day.
That. That just upsets
ugly
me so much.
Smell
you,
bad.
Hey, wait a second, wait a second. You need to watch your tone, young man. You watch your tone, you understand
yeah,
me?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Welcome to Founders Park in scenic terrain, which, at the moment, is the site of the church picnic. But while some folks are eating grasshopper tort and drinking ladybug juice, Liz, Lucille, Scooter, and Grandpa Anoli are sitting under a tree.
Well, I guess you three are anxious to get to the softball game, huh?
Oh, yeah, you got that right. I'm playing shortstop this year.
Oh, I get to play right field.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I'm just going to go read by the river.
Boring.
Well, why do you ask, Grandpa?
Oh, just that when these picnics roll around, I like to offer a challenge to you younger lizards.
Ooh, a challenge?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Sure, Scooter, don't you think you're up to a little challenge?
Well, it depends on how little.
Yeah, and what kind of challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's nothing to be afraid of. In fact, I'm going to let you decide what it'll be.
Oh, that's easy. I choose to eat an entire pan of that grasshopper tort.
Yes, something tells me Grandpa has something else in mind.
Come on.
Oh, you're right, Lucille. I want you to challenge yourself to do something that will show our community that your faith means something.
Oh, boy. Whoa. You don't want me to be a playground preacher, do you?
Oh, maybe someday, but right now that's not what I mean.
All right then, Grandpa. So, what are we talking about here?
Well, I want you to think about the areas of your faith life where you think there could be some improvement.
Oh, I know I need to spend more time in prayer.
Oh, well, that's a perfect example, Lucille. It's also something that's very important for each of us.
You know, I know I need to be more dedicated about reading the Bible.
No, that's good, too. You should be reading your Bible every day.
Yeah, I know. It's just sometimes it's hard to find the time.
Yeah, it really is.
It's still very important, though.
I know.
You have any ideas yet, Scooter?
Me? I think I just want to behave, you know? I mean, I still do stuff that I know I shouldn't. I like to show everyone that I'm better behaved since I became a Christian.
Well, that's another good goal.
Oh.
And one I think a certain someone else here could also try for.
Lucille.
Oh, I think he meant you, Liz.
Actually, I think each of the challenges you've chosen are things we all need to work on. The question right now is, are you up to your task?
Yes, I am.
I think so.
Well, we'll find out.
All right. Well, let's get together in 1 week and see how we did.
Hey, everything's here at kidscorner.net. Check out the Kids Corner activities page. There are all sorts of crafts, songs, and activities, all free for you to download and check out. This month, we're featuring the KC Bible Story coloring packets. There are 7 packets altogether. Each page tells the greatest stories of the Bible. Choose from 30 stories, spanning from creation through the history of the early church. Add some color to the Bible scenes and characters, and share the page with a friend. Then go to the Kids Corner Bible Stories page and listen to all the stories. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to find the KC Bible Story coloring packets. It's all free, so have fun from all your friends at Kids Corner.
With their challenges chosen and accepted, Liz and Scooter joined the softball game. Pretty soon, Scooter found himself up to bat.
All right, Scooter, there's 2 outs. Let's get a hit.
Hey, better, swing better. Strike one!
It's okay, Scooter. It's okay.
I felt the breeze from that one way out here, Scoots.
Don't listen to him, Scooter. You can do it. Okay.
Play ball!
Okay, come on. You can do it. You can do it.
Hey, batter, batter. Swing batter!
Strike two!
Whoa, big whiffer.
Hang on a second. Time out. Scooter,
what?
Are you okay?
I'm getting pretty mad.
Yeah, who's the guy with the big mouth out there? He seems to know you.
That's my cousin Marvin.
Your cousin?
Yeah, his dad got a job in Turin, so he'll be living here for a while.
Oh, great.
And we don't always get along real well.
Yeah, obviously. Listen, you need to shut him out. Yeah. Don't listen to him.
Oh, easy for you to say.
No, he's annoying me, too. Just remember your challenge.
Okay.
And keep your eye on the ball.
Fine, I'll try.
Okay.
Batter right. up!
You can do this.
All right.
Okay.
You keep your eye on the ball. Breathe. You can do this.
Hey, batter, batter, swing the batter!
Strike three! You're out of there!
Man, I hate this game.
Hey, nice to know you can hit something with that bat, even if it is a water jug.
Sorry.
You know, Scooter, you almost took my head off with that thing.
I'm sorry, Liz.
Yeah, well, look. Maybe it'd be best if you didn't play anymore today, huh?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Nice swing there, Scooter Magooter. I haven't seen you that far off the mark since you threw a lawn dart into my inflatable pool when we were four.
Yeah, well, Marvin, you taunting him didn't help any.
Oh, you know who I am, huh?
Yeah.
Scooter's told me all about you too, Liz. Hey, isn't that a girl's name?
Ha ha ha. You know, I've never heard that one before.
Don't listen to him, Liz. He just likes to cause problems.
Yeah, well, he's done enough of that today.
Ah, whatever. I'd love to stay and chat with you, but my team is up to bat, and I've got a game to play. Oh, and Scooter?
Huh?
See you later. Baby gator.
You know, Scooter, there's a lot not to like about your cousin.
Yeah.
That evening, Liz and Lucille tried to take action on the challenges they had talked about with Grandpa. After dinner, Lucille kneeled down in her room to spend some time in prayer.
Dear God.
Unfortunately, her mom had different ideas.
Lucille, come help with the dishes, please.
Coming, Mom.
Later, when Liz went to bed, he opened his Bible to read.
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, always a good place to start, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
But within a few minutes, he was fast asleep. Meanwhile, Scooter was still upset with himself for behaving the way he did at the baseball game. So upset, in fact, he did something he hadn't done in a long time. He cried himself to sleep. A couple of days later, Scooter was taking the garbage out when he saw Marvin sitting on their fence.
What's going on, Scoots?
Oh, what are you doing here?
Waiting for you, cuz. I was wondering if you wanted to do something.
Now?
Sure, now. Why not?
It's nearly night. Besides, I have a theme paper to write for school.
Yeah, I need to do mine too. I'm just chilling for a while. Come on up.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, it's cool. It'll clear your head.
Oh, all right. Give me a hand then.
All right, come on.
Give it. Oh, no.
Come on.
Watch. No, that hurts.
Swing your foot up.
What? No.
No, the other
the
foot.
Way.
No.
Okay.
No. There you go.
Whew. I guess it's been a while since I've been up here. The last time, I fell onto Mr. Labonte's bushes.
They look nice.
Yeah, he works on them every day, trimming them and pruning them and stuff. One day, I saw him staring at them for over an hour, and then he pulled one leaf off.
Oh, El Weirdo.
Oh, maybe. But he's won all sorts of awards for them from flower clubs and stuff. He works really hard to keep them nice.
We need to do something about him.
Like what?
Like this.
What are you doing? You're wrecking the bushes. Stop.
We're teaching him a lesson. Mr. Labonte's priorities are too far out of whack.
Whoa. It's just wee stuff. We're teaching him a lesson? Well, I'm not teaching him anything.
Scooter, you can't allow stuff like this to continue.
Marvin, stop.
Lizards like Labonte are ruining society.
Oh, and how will wrecking his bushes help?
It'll teach him a lesson about what's really important.
But Marvin, he's going to come.
Scooter.
What?
You've got to decide right now. Are you a lizard or a mouse?
But I
come
don't...
Come on, do it!
No, wait! Oh,
come on!
Hey, let go of my foot!
No, do it! Come on, do
Marvin,
it!
Marvin, I don't want to...
No, do it! Come
stop
on!
Stop this! No. Whoa! Oh, that hurts. I think I broke my tail.
Hey, what are you doing out here?
Oh, no, Mr. Labonte. Oh, Marvin.
Who's Marvin?
He's my cousin. He was right here a second ago.
I don't see anybody
just...
here but you. And great googly moogly! Look what you've done to my hydrangeas.
Your what?
My bushes. Oh. My prize-winning hydrangea bushes.
Oh, boy. Mr. Labonte, I can really
come
explain
everything. Come on. Come with me.
No, no, no. Whoa, but wait. I want to tell you.
No, but we're going to have a talk with your parents, and I mean now.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to say, Mr. Labonte. I just don't know what to say. I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry about this.
Sorry ain't going to bring back my prize-winning hydrangeas. Yes, he destroyed them.
Oh, it wasn't me. Hmm? It was Marvin.
Oh.
No, it really, it was Marvin. He pulled me off of the fence.
Oh, I didn't see anyone else out there but you, you little plant vandal.
Oh, what?
You were sprawled all over my hydrangeas like a wet blanket on a clothesline.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was Marvin. He pulled me off of the fence.
But why were you on the fence? Why were you on the fence in the first place, Scooter?
Mom,
you know you're not supposed to be up on the fence. You know
that was sort of Marvin, too.
No,
I mean, I didn't want to climb up on the fence, but he sort of, you know, made me, well, he talked me into it.
No, there's no excuse. None. No excuses. You're able to make decisions for yourself, Scooter. You can't blame Marvin or anyone else for what you do. No, you can't blame
people. This little family responsibility lecture is all well and good, but I still want to know what you're going to do about my bushes. Getting hydrangeas back to the presentable state is going to take a lot of attention and tender love. Loving care. That's time I don't have.
Oh, but Scooter has time, Mr. Labonte. Yes, he does. He's got lots of time.
No, wait, Mom. I do not have the time.
And if he doesn't have the time, he's going to make the time. He's going to make as much time as it takes.
But he don't know anything about hydrangeas, except how to destroy them.
Oh, well, then he'll do whatever you tell him to do, and he'll work hard. He'll work hard. He'll work after school, evenings, weekends, whatever it takes.
Mom,
whatever it takes.
I can't. I got stuff to
do. Oh, no. And he's going to do it with a smile.
Oh,
he's going to do it with a smile, won't you, Scooter?
I will not smile, Mom.
Yes, you will.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We'll start tomorrow.
Mr. Labonte left, and Scooter went up to his room. He was upset and frustrated that he was being punished for something he didn't think was his fault, and he was disappointed with himself. Once again, he hadn't risen to his challenge. He had broken his promise to be better behaved. But Scooter wasn't the only one having problems living up to his challenge. Liz was finding it difficult to read his Bible.
Take that, you lousy ex-monsters! Planet Xenon will be rid of you yet! Ha-ha!
And even Lucille couldn't find more time to spend in prayer.
Oh, Lord, thank you for my mom and dad and my sister.
And so it went for the next few days. Liz and Lucille tried to read the Bible and pray, but they found themselves distracted or falling asleep. Scooter spent all his spare time working on Mr. Labonte's hydrangea bushes. It was a couple of days later, on the playground, when Scooter ran into Liz.
Hey, Liz, what you doing?
Oh, I'm playing a video game called Zombie Drivers.
Whoa.
The trick is to get to the grocery store without being hit by the zombie cars.
Whoa, zombie cars?
Yeah.
That sounds creepy.
It's Spikes. His dad gave it to him, and he loaned it to me.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun. You can play in 9 different cities around the world.
Cool.
Right now, I'm playing in Paris.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Look, see, there's the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
And there's Notre Dame Church.
Whoa.
And there's the Louvre.
What, the Louvre?
Yeah, it's a museum.
Oh,
an 18-wheeler just appeared from behind the opera.
Oh, look out.
Oh, man, he got me.
Cool.
Yeah, you want to give it a try?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, how do I start it?
The reset button, right here.
Okay. Wait, how do I know where to go?
Well, you follow the arrows at the top of the screen.
Oh, okay. I can't believe Spike's dad just gave him all this stuff.
I know.
I could never afford a game like this.
Me neither.
Wow. Liz, are you sick or something? You keep coughing.
I'm okay. I'm going to go get a drink of water.
Okay.
But Liz didn't come back for the rest of recess. And the more Scooter played the game, the better he got. And the more he liked it.
Oh, man, I wish I had me one of these.
He played right up until the bell rang for class.
Oh, I was just getting halfway decent. Oh, well, there's always later.
He shoved the game into his pocket and ran to the school door. Suddenly, he heard a voice calling his name.
Hey, Scooter!
Huh?
Scooter!
Hi, Liz.
Yeah, do you have Spike's game?
Game?
Yeah, you know, the zombie car game.
No. What? I mean, I got bored with it, and then I left it by your coat when you went to go get a drink of water.
Well, here's my coat, and the game's not in it, Scooter.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it isn't.
No.
Oh, somebody must have taken it. Oh, man, Spike is going to be so mad.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it'll turn up
somewhere. Well, I hope so. I don't have the money to buy him a new one. Oh, rats.
Scooter watched as Liz walked away.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that. But I'm only going to keep the game a little while, and I'll give it back soon.
After school, Scooter was walking home, totally engrossed in the game, when suddenly...
Scooter!
What? Oh! Oh, Liz, you scared the hooey out of me.
Never mind that. What are you doing?
I was just playing the, I was nothing.
Nothing. You said you left the game by my coat.
I mean,
Scooter, I have been looking everywhere for that. I finally told Spike I lost it. Now he's mad at me.
Oh, man. I wasn't
trying
to...
Come on, Scooter. What's the deal?
I just wanted to keep playing it, that's all. You know, I don't have games like this.
You know, if you had asked, I'm sure Spike would have let you play with it. You didn't have to steal it and then lie about it. Is this your idea of behaving better?
No,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Scooter. I shouldn't have said that last part. That wasn't fair.
No, don't be sorry. It's the truth.
No.
I can't do anything right.
Come on, Scooter.
I can't even behave.
Scooter! Oh. Scooter!
Scooter ran all the way home, more discouraged than he'd been in a long time.
Oh, why do I always mess things up?
Mess things up? What are you talking about, honey?
Hi, Mom. No one. I was just talking to myself.
You're talking to yourself?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you look kind of upset. Is something wrong?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Don't forget your gloves.
Oh,
when you work at Mr.
Right.
Labonte's bushes, your gloves are scratched up enough as it is, so don't forget
your
gloves,
okay? I don't want to help Mr. Labonte today.
But that's just too bad. You made a mistake. You have to make
actually,
up for it. You made a
Mom,
commitment
you
here.
Made the commitment
No, you made the... Well, okay, I did, but you're honoring it.
No,
do you understand me? You're getting over there. It is not a waste of time. You
brushes.
Have to pay for that. I don't expect you to like it, but you are responsible. You are responsible for ruining them.
I told you, Mom.
So you
it was Marvin. I didn't get anything
don't
do
give me
it.
Marvin. You're the one who's going to fix them. You ruined them. You're going to fix them. You know, Mr. LeBlanc could have called the police. Do you know that?
Police?
He could have. You called the police.
I wish he had called the police.
You
then
don't
I probably
mean
wouldn't
that.
Have to go nurse these crummy plants.
Oh, don't even tell me that. That just upsets me so much.
Wait a second.
You need to watch your tone, young man. You watch your tone. You understand
yeah,
me?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
It's summertime. What's your favorite thing to do in the summer? Hike a trail in the woods? Go swimming at the beach? Or enjoy a long bike ride? Check out Kids Corner's Summer Praise Scavenger Hunt for the whole family. It'll delight all the senses and get you out exploring the beauty of God's creation. As you explore each activity, read Psalm 23 and remember that God is always caring for us. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Summer Praise Scavenger Hunt. Together, as a family, look out your window or go for a nature hunt outside. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
The midweek Bible study at Grandpa Anoli's house was just getting started when Grandpa noticed that someone was missing.
Does anybody know why Scooter didn't come tonight?
I'm sure I saw him in school today.
Yeah, me too. I told him I wasn't upset with him about that whole video game thing.
Well, that was good.
What did he say?
Nothing. He just walked away. He looked pretty sad.
Any idea why?
He told me he got in trouble with his neighbor the other day.
Oh, yeah. He has to help fix the guy's hydroxia bushes.
Hydrangea.
Gesundheit.
Oh, you've been waiting to use that joke all day, haven't you?
You know it.
You want me to call Scooter, Grandpa?
No. I'll try him in a few minutes. First, I want to know how your personal challenges are coming. Is that good, huh?
Well, it's just that... You know, Grandpa, I had no idea how hard it would be to read the Bible every day.
And finding more time to pray? Well, that's not very easy either.
Yeah? Why is that?
I tried to read at night when I went to bed, but every time I opened my Bible, I would read two sentences and fall asleep.
Uh-huh.
It happened every time. Well, except for when I set my alarm to wake me up early so I could read in the morning.
What happened then?
I hit the snooze button.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
And when I tried to pray, something would always come up. I had to do some work around the house, I would fall asleep too, actually.
You know, one of my favorite things about praying is that you can do it while you do other stuff.
You can do it while you do... What do you mean?
Well, you can pray while you wash the dishes.
Huh?
You can pray while you mow the lawn.
Oh, while you watch TV?
But I recommend turning the TV off. It's easier to focus on your conversation with God that way.
Oh, yeah.
I usually pray in my room.
Oh, that's okay, too. You see, God really doesn't care where you are. He just wants you to talk to him.
Oh.
And you don't even have to say amen.
No. So I could, pray all day if I wanted to?
Of course. You see, just because a prayer is only one sentence doesn't mean God doesn't hear it or doesn't honor it. Talk to God the way you talk to your other friends, because he's the best friend you'll ever have.
I never thought of it that way.
Well, what about me, Grandpa? What should I do?
Well, two things.
Okay.
First, try reading before you climb into bed. Beds are for sleeping, not reading.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the second thing?
Turn off the video games.
What? Oh. I guess that would help, huh?
It'd certainly give you more time to read more of God's Word.
Yeah.
You know, if that's truly important to you.
Okay, Grandpa. I got it. Message received loud and clear.
Good. Speaking of God's Word, you two turn to Philippians chapter 1
Can I come in, Grandpa?
Hey, Scooter!
Scooter? Of course you can come in. I was just... getting ready to call you.
Yeah, Scooter, where have you been?
Just walking around, thinking.
About anything in particular?
I don't think I'm going to be coming to the Bible studies anymore.
Oh, Scooter.
Why not?
I don't think I have what it takes to be a Christian.
What?
I'm trying to be good, to not do things I know I shouldn't. Oh, but it just seems like I can't stop myself.
Oh, Scooter.
So I figure I should just quit trying to stop myself.
Scooter.
No, Grandpa, I mean it. I don't think I can be a Christian.
Scooter.
Just grab a seat, okay? I need to tell you something. Please, sit.
Okay.
Now look, every one of us, you, Liz, Lucille, me, especially me, all have a sin nature that we inherited. A sin nature that we've inherited. That means every one of us is born with sin.
Oh.
So when we try not to sin, it's like we're fighting ourselves, our nature.
So sinning comes natural to us?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's right. When you become a Christian, you still have that sin nature, but your sins are covered by Christ's blood so that God doesn't see them anymore. And God is also willing to help you with not sinning and to forgive you when you blow it. Understand?
I think so. I just don't understand why it's so hard for me.
Yeah.
Oh, Scooter, it's hard for everyone.
Really?
Even the Apostle Paul said in the Bible that he does things he doesn't want to do.
Oh, I just feel like God has given up on me. Like he figured I wasn't worth it.
Lucille, you got Philippians chapter 1 there.
Sure do, Grandpa.
Read verse 6 aloud, please.
Okay. I am sure that the one who began a good work in you will carry it on until it is completed. That will be on the day Christ Jesus returns.
Huh. Hmm? Did you catch that, Scooter?
Yeah.
The one there is God.
So God is going to stick with me?
Not only that, but he started the good work in you. Now, we can't do anything to work our way into heaven. We're not perfect, and we never will be.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know how easy it is to get discouraged when you try to do everything right and everything seems to go wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
The fact is, we can never do everything right. You just need to remember that God will not abandon you or give up on you in any way. He loves you way too much for that.
Huh.
So, are you still going to give up on us, Scooter?
Well, if God won't give up on me, then I guess I won't give up on him.
Good way.
Or you guys either.
Good. Because you're always welcome.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like Scooter did? Like you just can't be good enough to be a Christian? It can be pretty discouraging. But God says in his word, the Bible, not to be discouraged. Philippians 1 verse 6 says, I am sure that the one who began a good work in you will carry it on until it is completed. It is so good to know God will never give up on us.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.